Well, the countdown is on, and they see a Regina Winter Leisure Guide registration launch this morning at 7. I'll get to that in a moment, but we are also keeping a close eye on the highway hotline, and things aren't looking good at all right now. We start off with some of the road closures. Every highway in and out of Estevan is closed this morning. Travel not recommended on several highways out of Regina because of freezing rain. That includes Highway 1 between here and Mortlach, Highway 6 and Highway 33 south of Regina, Highway 46 to Belgoni, and highways in and out of Weyburn are all covered by some freezing rain, too. Travel not recommended advisory showing up on the highway hotline as I look there, too. How's your morning commute? Please, when it is safe, shoot me a text, 1-877-300-7275. And here in Regina, they're not telling us how much snowfall amounts will hit us, but I am seeing as much as 20 centimeters or up to 8 inches possible for the Mooseman-Yorkton area. And you folks in Weyburn, Estevan, a couple centimeters of snow, but 90K wind gusts. You've actually got a wind warning for later on towards the noon hour. We will have 70K wind gusts in Regina, but yeah, give yourself some extra time. You might be creeping along a little slower because of the freezing rain on the roads. And certainly when you get out of your vehicle and you walk to work, be careful. The sidewalks are going to be treacherous here this morning as well, too. Okay, 15 minutes shy of it happening right now. Amy Kent from the City of Regina joining me for the Winter Leisure Guide registration launch. Thanks for being here, Amy. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having me, Greg.
Countdown is on here. So let's start with the tips in advance of it officially opening at 7 a.m. What do we need to know?
It is great to make sure that you are logged in on your account, you're in there, and you've already chosen the classes that you want to register for. So there's a little heart, and you can click on that heart and add those courses to your wish list. And so that'll just make registration go a lot smoother for you.
Everything's online, so you got to input your credit card information in advance, too, to make it easy, right?
You can save your credit card if you'd like in advance. But once you've registered, you do have a little window of time to make that payment.
Are there any limits you put on families for anything when they go online?
No, definitely not. You can register for as many classes as you like.
Okay, so what are the top classes to go after first because of their popularity?
Well, always those swimming lessons. They're very popular. But then other than swimming lessons, badminton, tennis, aquasides, we've got a stained glass class that's very popular as well. Find the things that you want to do, and it's your best bet to register as soon as possible for them.
Amy Kent from the City of Regina. All right. Take me inside the guide, Amy, in regards to some of the new offerings here. You mentioned that stained glass class. Is that new, and what else is there?
That's not new, but we do have some new things. There is an adapted virtual chair yoga, so it's an introductory level class for adults with disabilities or anyone that has a barrier to recreation, and it's delivered via Zoom, which is kind of cool. So that's new. We've got pickleball, which is very exciting. I know pickleball is really popular. So there are classes available for adults, children, and youth as well. So I'm looking forward to that one too. It'll be in our city facilities. So it could be at Fieldhouse or in any of our gyms.
How affordable are these classes?
Very affordable. We try and keep our rates low. And if you do struggle and have a barrier to access in terms of affordability, you can apply for our Affordable Fund program. There's information for that on the website.
What if all of this fails and you're simply out of luck in the classes you were looking for? Do you check back later today because someone's credit card might have failed, or how does that work?
Waitlist. I suggest you waitlist. So if everything's full, put your name on the waitlist. Things do move. Don't give up hope. Waitlist yourself. Check back. And we also have drop-in class options as well, too. So check out our drop-in schedule.
How about outdoor rinks? Where are we on those?
They are working on them right now. So they're outside getting them ready. Opening is weather dependent, but assuming that weather cooperates and things go smoothly, they should be open by the holidays. So your best bet is just to keep an eye on the website, visit regina.ca/rinks, and they will indicate when they're open.
Okay. And Amy, what about indoor skating? Is that periodically offered too?
Yeah, we do have drop-in public skate at all the rinks, and there is a few free public skates as well too.
Okay, so over the holidays, there'll be more of those?
Check out the website, regina.ca, and all the times will be up there.
All right, Amy, hit us up one more time at the website if you want to register for the programs.
Yeah, register at regina.ca/recreation.
Okay, and you have About 11 minutes to get online now and get ready. It is one of the hottest things to do this time of the year. Try and get those swimming lessons first. Okay. Thanks, Amy Kent. Just got a text here. Highway 33, icy, but drivable if you're going slow enough. That's from a texter. Didn't leave a name. Thank you for that. Text 1-877-300-7275. I do think sidewalks and roads around Regina are going to be a little icy. We've had freezing rain. It seems to have eased now, but give yourself a few extra minutes for the drive to work here this morning, as it's going to be a little icy. Slipping and sliding on the way to work this morning is very possible, as we've had some freezing rain. Now, Ralph just texted me, 1-877-300-7275, and Ralph said he just drove from McCarthy and First Avenue to downtown. He said the roads were great, no issues at all. That was my experience earlier this morning, too, but in between, by the time I got to work, there has been freezing rain, and you might have to scrape off your windshield. I suspect the sidewalks are going to be a little slick, too, when you get out of your vehicle and walk to the front doors of work. Be careful there as well. But blustery conditions all over southern Saskatchewan. And it will vary no matter where we go. There's either more snow there or there's a greater chance for wind there. Joining me now is Andrew Shepherd from the 980 CJME Newsroom. Shep, I was just looking at Weber and Estevan. They have, on top of the freezing rain, also a wind warning, up to 90K wind gusts possible for them later.
Yeah, the Estevan area, at least right now, seems to be the hardest hit. Every single highway out of Estevan is closed this morning. That includes Highway 39 up to Mydale, and then it's travel not recommended to Weyburn, and then every highway around Weyburn is travel not recommended, but also Highway 47 north of Estevan, past Stoughton, that one's closed as well.
Well, and the snowfall amounts seem to vary. For us, they're just forecasting snow and blowing snow with our 70K wind gusts later on here this afternoon. But areas like Moosomin and Yorkton could be in for a lot more snow. Is that right?
Yeah, that's as much as 20 centimeters, which is 8 inches of snow that could fall there.
Okay, and definitely you want to check that highway hotline, as Shep was alluding to. And please text us, 1-877-300-7275, as we monitor the impact weather here this morning on your commute. Hey, could the trade war be bumping up a little here? What's President Trump up to now that could affect Saskatchewan?
Yeah, he was talking about a bailout, I guess, of sorts, some support for farmers, $12 billion package in the U.S., and was asked about fertilizer, which, as we know, we have. That's where it comes from here, the potash in Saskatchewan. And he's basically threatening to impose, quote, very severe tariffs on fertilizer. And that would be the potash. I mean, Canada is the world's lead supplier of potash. And most of that comes from Saskatchewan. So he didn't give a number, just kind of a passing comment in that interview. But yeah, maybe some potash tariffs on the way.
Okay, thank you, Andrew Shepherd from the 980 CJME Newsroom. A reminder coming up after the 7 o'clock news, we're going to be joined by a city councilor for Ward 10, north end of the city, Clark Bezo, who is going to be here to talk about how the city is facing a $51 million deficit in relation to revenue versus operating costs. We're going to delve into that. A lot of you with budget talks on your mind, and we'll delve into a little with Clark here after the 7 o'clock news, see how he feels about some of these cuts that they might have to make. Now, again this morning, check the highway hotline on the commute, freezing rain and snow and blowing snow. That's our story today that could impact your morning commute. CJME News Time now is 6:57. All right, your morning commute seems to be going okay in Regina from all the texts I've been getting. Out of town, though, travel not at all advised in some areas. Some closures. Every highway in and out of Estevan, last I checked on the highway hotline, is closed. And Tim traveling as well this morning. Tim, how's it on your commute?
I come from Weyburn all the way to Estevan.
And what was it like for you?
Icy. I drove 50 to 60 kilometers an hour in four-wheel drive all the way.
Anyone pass you?
No. One semi was in the ditch. Well, not right in, but off the road where he's not going anywhere. A few semis pulled on the shoulder, but not much traffic.
Okay, again, that was highway number?
B39.
All right, Tim. Safe travels.
Have a good day.
You too.
Bye.
Thank you, Tim. Text 1-877-300-7275. I need another road report just here inside the city, so I'll just call on my counselor here that has just joined me for more. Ted, Clark Bezo is here. Thanks, Clark, for being here. What's the road like?
Well, Greg, I'm going to give you the official road report coming in from the area of Rochdale all the way down to the studio. The roads are okay.
Yeah.
And sidewalks a little slippery. The roads are good.
Were you parked in a garage, or did you have to get the ice
out? No, I was parked right on the street and did a little snow scraping and a little starting of the car, let it warm up, and it was fine.
See, look at you. As a counselor, you do it all. Now the weather, too. But, hey, last night, the reason I wanted to invite you in, I've had other counselors here, but I wanted your take, too, because last night, many of you were having town halls, and you and Dan Rasevich did last night, as the city budget deliberations, or the countdown is on, the 15th you start. This is a hot potato, hot topic, and your constituents that showed up last night, were there any points in particular that they were raising to you?
Yeah, what people are really saying is they want affordability. Groceries are up, taxes are up, wages are not going up, everything is going up. People said they had enough. They can't afford massive tax increases. But running a city, we have to have a tax increase in order to keep up. So when I say keep up, we have the pipes, the roads, the policing, infrastructure we got to look after. Just on the reserve portion of what we need to do on our budget to get the reserves at minimal levels, not to say we have a lot of money in the bank, but just to get to the reserves at minimal levels so we can operate in the future, we need about a 2.5% tax increase for that. When you factor in a police budget, they're asking for another 2.3%. We look at operations overall, people go to work, they want a raise as well too. You know, fuel costs more, good services cost more. So just to get the delivery of what we want, it's going to cost more.
Okay, and you've got a list of, I think it's around 130 items that administration said, here, have a look at these. These are options. There are some people confused out there that think that, you know, it's a done deal when they hear about a conservatory or the Optimus rink. That's not the case, though, right now. You're just looking at options, and that's what's going to be discussed in the coming weeks, correct?
You're right. So when we have the list, and there is a lot of items on that list, and you know what? We're not going to be shutting down a conservatory. You know, if we're looking for savings, the conservatory with their $20,000 to $60,000 ask is not going to get me to the $58 million that's required to run this year's budget. So when we're looking at a few things, you know, it's not necessarily cutting. It's also looking at reallocation of the funds. Okay. So we have to look at doing things for the right projects, the right time, for the right spend. So deferring a project is also part of it.
Okay. You said that, okay, maybe not the conservatory, but what is it that you're looking at? What's Clark Bezo want to do?
Well, I'm going to say, you know what, the core elements that the city's really wanting, the conservatory's been around for years. People go to rinks. We're living in a winter city. People like their rinks, they like their hockey, right? So when we look at what we need to do for this year's budget, part of my ask is going to be, okay, why don't we talk about a user fee? So if we're talking about the conservatory, and I'm going to use some simple numbers, right? They're looking about a $60,000 lift. They have 20,000 visitors a year. And I've talked to a lot of people in the conservatory and said, what happens if you charge $3? Mm-hmm. Can you do it? The answer was yes. What happens if we charge an extra dollar to go on a bus over the next few years? So, you know, 25 cents this year, 25 cents the year after, another 25 cents a year after that. Well, you know what, Greg? That 25 cents goes from, you know, a heavily subsidized model to actually being fairly affordable.
So your biggest take is user fees. You want to increase user fees.
I'm going to say user fees.
Yeah. And but will that be enough? You still have to look for a cuts elsewhere, though, because, you know, we got a gap there, what, 51 million, I think it is?
Yes. So user fees will not be enough to get there. But, you know, we have to look at tightening our belts in all departments. So if I asked you from running your personal household.
I want to ask you, Clark, not you asking me, where do you want to tighten the belt?
I want to tighten the belt, one, on kind of administration, how we do business is what we need to do. So if I'm going to look at tightening in the belt, I'm going to say right out of the hop, you know, we need to start investing into what we do into City Hall. And when I say investing what we do in City Hall, all the software systems and all the sticky notes and all the Excel spreadsheets that are people working on, if we put the right technology in place, That means you could do more work more efficiently. And you know what, Greg? As people retire, we don't need to fill those positions. We could say we can do the more work without positions being refilled. So you know what? We could put in money into technology to get the same results.
War 10, Counselor Clark Bagsio, I wish I had more time. It goes by quickly, I know, but do you think the majority of council is thinking your way? I know you and Dan Rasevich are quite tight. Counselor Rasevich was in your with your constituents last night. Do you think the others are feeling what you're feeling?
Well, I think everyone's feeling pressure. We got a lot of calls. We got a lot of emails from the people, and there a lot of people are saying we have spent too much. We need to reduce this.
Okay. Thanks for coming into the studio. I really appreciate it, Clark.
Thanks.
CJME News Time now is 7:20. Yes, we're counting now a couple weeks, and we're going to get there. And boy, everyone is in shopping mode and preparing for Christmas right now, including my next guest, my friend Evan Bray, who probably wrapped a few more gifts last night. Did you?
You know what? I think we're close to done, Greg.
You
like,
are
very
now.
Close to done. Yeah,
good
like
for
the
you.
Last couple things we need are a bit kind of, you know, there's always a couple of stragglers, but for the most part, we're feeling good.
Well, are those grandkids going to be happy?
Oh, Greg, yes. They always would like more, but there's plenty, trust me.
It kind of sounded like Santa Claus. You could do a good Santa, I bet.
Well,
if you really
don't
tried
push
there.
Me. That's my former life, Greg.
By the way, I've got the phone number to the North Pole. We start calls to Santa Claus next Monday. With
nice.
Your kids too.
Nice.
Did you have to scrape this morning?
You know what? I started my truck early. I didn't realize it was
raining.
So
you don't have a scraper in the truck?
I do have a scraper, but I got out there and it was all melted. But yeah, very slippery underfoot.
Yeah.
Coming into the station, you know, there's that little incline.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't hit that with a full head of speed on an icy day like today, you're not getting up that ramp.
Look, I'm looking at the program because you put a program out every morning of what's
yes.
on your show.
Yes.
And seriously, right out of the chute here, you're going to talk to the Minister of Justice, right?
Yes. We've got Tim McLeod on, Saskatchewan's Minister of Justice. You know, the legislative session, the fall session, ended on Friday of last week, but there is a lot of different pieces of legislation to discuss going forward. The firearm legislation that they brought forward, which is set up to try and protect firearm owners in the province. There's the Compassionate Intervention Act, which has to do with mandatory treatment. So we'll talk a bit about that. They even changed the defamation, characterization of defamation within the province. So we're going to talk with him about that as well.
Yet at the same time, where there's highs and lows on the Evan Bray Show of, you know, where you get wound up because of something you've said.
Yeah.
But at the same time,
we're going to lighten it up a bit.
There are moments of happiness. And today, that's what you want to share.
Well, we're going to talk about, I've got a author from the Business Insider magazine talking about how important it is to find daily habits, daily activities that bring you joy. So yeah. This isn't something, you know, just going on a vacation. This is something you do every day that brings you joy.
Yeah.
And so we're going to talk with her about
it. And it can
it.
Be simple too, right?
Yeah. Well,
like, what brings you joy,
she
Evan
talks
Bray?
About journaling, for example, when I talk with her today. Well, I like working. I've got a little, as you know, a little shop in my garage, right?
Yeah.
And I do like shadow boxes and picture framing and stuff. It's more of a hobby than anything else. I enjoy getting out there. I don't know that I get out there every day.
Yeah.
But for some people, they would say their pet. As you know, Big Mike in my life sometimes brings me joy, sometimes brings me white anger.
I hope you don't leave the radio on for the dog, because right now Mike is mad that it's not him bringing you the most.
You're dissing him, yes.
Evan Bray is back at 8:30.